Well, I guess I'm a little nervous now. I mean, I do want to spend time alone together. I've been looking forward to it for a while, like you know. You are too. Good. Yeah, I was worried that it was all one-sided because that's always something I worry about. Yeah, you definitely do a good job of reassuring me. You have for a while. Yeah, let's just cuddle here. Maybe that'll help me get over my nervousness. You're nervous too? Yeah, I thought maybe you were. Good. It's the same awkward, embarrassing experience for both of us. Yeah, I'm also turned on too. I have been since we met, honestly. I never really expected I'd meet somebody like this. I mean, Reddit, you know, it's full of perverts, like really creepy perverts. And I mean, you're one of them. Like, I mean, you weren't creepy, but you're like, you remember your first message to me, right? You're so lucky that you said something more redeeming, because otherwise, I would not have responded. Yeah, it's true. You really aren't fit for the internet, are you? Okay, that sounds good. I can help you. Although, I have to say, I do enjoy you like screwing up like this because then I can just tease you mercilessly and then you just crack up and I think you like how much I tease you, which you know, I don't think you're doing this on purpose, are you? No, you're not that smart, huh? Well, good to know. Yeah, let's just cuddle a bit, and maybe you could stroke my hair a little, and run your fingers through it. That always relaxes me. I'll just cuddle you close and sink into your chest. Yeah. You know, I've been nervous about meeting you for a while. Like, it wasn't that I thought you were a psycho killer. I mean, we talked enough and I gotten to know you enough. Maybe I should have been worried, honestly, but I wasn't. But, well, okay, I'm glad you weren't either. I mean, most women aren't. I mean, I guess it could be. It's possible, but, okay. I'm glad you trusted me not to kill you or stalk you or, like, get super creepy with you, make, like, weird dolls of you, and talk about how I was gonna make you fall in love with me or some weird voodoo shit. No, I haven't thought about it. I was just giving an example of like weird shit I've seen on TV shows. Yeah, so yeah, I was worried that I wasn't I was worried that we'd spent a lot of time talking and there was a lot of build up and that it would be hard to live up to those expectations in real life. And I mean, maybe I'm right, but I'm a hell of a lot less worried now. But I did wonder if we'd gone too long without just meeting and just fucking spending the time and doing it, even though it was You wondered that too, really? That's awesome. Sometimes it's hard for me to tell. I get really nervous and insecure too. Yeah, I noticed you do. I guess that's why we kind of get each other, in addition to yes, in addition to us both being incredibly horny perverts with compatible kinks. I'm looking forward to exploring just how compatible we are. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. Yes, I'm moaning in your mouth. Put me on the spot. Okay, good. I'm glad you like it. It's not something I usually do. I think I'm just that turned on by you. God damn, you're a good kisser. Take off your shirt. I'll take off mine. I know you've been wanting to see my tits in person. I know you've been studying my photos in great detail and touching yourself when you look at me and listen to me. Now I make you come so hard. You've shown me your orgasms. You've shown me the look on your face when you come. You say my name. Fuck. You have no idea how much it turned me on just to see you. See your face when you came. I love that. I love seeing a guy get on with you now. That's why I post on Tribute Me. That's why I post. Help with the bra. You're so nervous. It's endearing, actually. It really is. I like you. Okay, bra's off. Damn, I like your reaction. Fuck, did you just get harder? I think you twitched. Yeah, let me put my hand just so I can. I really need to just gauge your reaction. It's a purely scientific thing. It's just something I need to know. I'm glad you're being such a good sport about it. Although I have to say, yeah, you agree. Well, I can't be sure, so I'm just gonna have to keep doing it. If you don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind either. Oh, yeah, let me straddle you. Yeah, I love feeling my bare skin. fuck. And your fingers on my nipples. Teasing them. Making them turn from puffy pink nipples into hard nubs. Huh. Yeah, you like that? Anonymous internet poster, and then he came so fucking hard looking at them and the groans you made. Oh my god, fuck, just thinking about them now, feeling the hard cock on me. Fuck, oh my god. I do have to admit, one of the reasons I did keep talking to you is how fucking huge you are. Oh my god. And for once, it's not attached to complete and total jackass. No, I'm different. I'm different too. Yeah. And a total pervert. It's such a fucking awesome combination. It's pretty much everything I need in a man right now. And you know why? It's because I'm a horny, kinky slut. And there are lots of guys who send me tributes. They're like, my fluffers. I look at them, and they turn me on, and then I just want to fuck you. Oh, fuck yeah. God, grind against me like that, yeah. My nipples out. Oh god. God. Oh. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you don't get jealous. You know, I've had a bad experience with that. With other men. I trust you. I think I want to. Yeah? You trust me too. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Oh. Your pants must be so tight. It's like, you know, big dick problems. Isn't there a subreddit for that? Maybe you should post on there. It's like actual problems guys with big dicks have. It's fascinating. Oh. Oh! Oh, you do like them, huh? You'll have to bend me over and spank me later. Tell me. How do these compare to the ones I mailed you? The ones that you sniffed? I like that you sent me a video of you unboxing. Oh, fuck, look on your face right now. Just remembering that. Oh. You like that, huh? I've never even thought about sending my panties to anyone before. Like, never. I've never even given them to someone. The most I did was throw them on the guy's head after I took them off. He didn't hail and throw them aside and then bury his face in my pussy. Fuck, I'd hoped you talked about. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. You know I can't talk. Have to. You're gonna make me finish the sentence. Oh fuck. I'd hoped you'd be good at this after you talked about it in such detail. With such goddamn enthusiasm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck, yeah. Look me. Look me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. It doesn't. Oh fuck, yes! Yes! A finger in me. Oh, you need to prep me for your huge cock anyway. God damn, I don't even know if I can take that right away. But I'm gonna fucking try. I need it. Oh, I need you. Yeah, another finger. Oh, Jesus Christ! Lick your hands in me. As soon as I saw your hands. And the photos. And in person, oh fuck, yes, I thought about your fingers and me, oh, fucking me with your fingers, oh, so much pleasure, and you suck my clit, and you like my clit, oh God, oh God, oh God, yes, oh God, oh, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, just keep going, I'm close, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, 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 Jesus Christ. Ah, that snuck up on me. Yeah, keep going. Keep going. I'm gonna come. We're coming. Oh, fuck. 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 Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. Oh, yeah. Direct. Oh. Kiss me. Damn, my DJ's good. Oh, fuck.